Okay, time to go. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So tell me, what is Putin doing to show his fear, to show his stupidity, his craven nature? He's done a couple of things. The first thing he did, he has now shut down the Russian newspaper that was co-founded by Mikhail Gorbachev. It's called the Novaya Gazeta, and its editor is a Nobel Prize winner, a guy named Dmitry Muratov. But because they are an independent paper, they're a Russian paper, but they will point out things that they think are wrong, that they think are wrong with the Putin administration, and as a result, they've been shut down. How were they shut down? They were shut down because they were told you will get a 9-year prison sentence if you mention the word war, if you even mention it. In other words, that is not a war in Ukraine. That is a special military operation. And the editor, Nobel Prize winner, said, I'm not putting up with that. We go to the lines. William of Berlin. William of Berlin, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, William?
Thank you for taking my call. One thing I never... It seems like Ukraine is on defensive. They're attacked by Russia. I think they ought to counterattack and start bombing Russia. The war would definitely alter them, in my opinion.
You know, I have that same instinct, but let me tell you a more, what I would say, nuanced way to do it, and that is this. If we start bombing Russia, the United States, and NATO, at some point they say, well, we're going to have to do something back. But we can bomb Russia without our having to do it. Give Ukraine the 70 planes. And what Ukraine is going to do with them is set up a no-fly zone over Ukraine. They're better pilots than the Russians. The Russian pilots are, they're demoralized. The entire army is, they don't want to be there. They've been lied to. And here's why I think they would bomb Russia. Because they will bomb every site that is launching missiles at kindergartens and at maternity hospitals. And they should. Absolutely, they should. Now, some of those sites are in Russia, believe it or not. Some are in Ukraine. Some are in Ukraine, and they'll bomb those. But some of them are just over the border into Russia, so as if that's a safe zone. And the point is, you don't get to lob missiles into a guy's capital or into his cities, into kindergartens and maternity hospitals, and think, okay, that's cool, we're not going to retaliate. Now, the idea of, say, bombing Moscow or St. Petersburg, there's a part of me deep down in my soul, which I will reveal to you, I would like that. However, if you do that, they do have nuclear missiles. They have about 1,500 of them, and I think they've cheated, because there were treaties governing what they could do. They also have what are called tactical nuclear weapons. What's a tactical nuclear weapon? Well, a real nuclear weapon would be like a bomb we dropped on Hiroshima, Nagasaki, except thousands of times more powerful, and that would have to be launched. We can launch them from submarines, we can launch them with ICBMs, and we can launch them with bombers. Their submarine force is pathetic, but they have ICBMs, and they have bombers, and you'd have them flying over Paris, and you'd have them flying over Berlin, and London, and Rome, and all that, and there'd be a world nuclear war. There's a lot easier way to do it. Have Putin dragged out to the howling mob, which he will do if he loses this. He's got to lose this. If he is somehow permitted to take Ukraine, he will then be a hero in Russia, and he'll stay on forever. He's only 70 or 71 years old. He will go into Moldova. He has threatened Finland because Finland is not in NATO, and Finland has an 800-mile border with them. He's threatened Sweden. Sweden is not in NATO. It's in the EU, but not in NATO. And Sweden is far away from Russia in a sense, although up around the Arctic Circle, distances are small. I'll tell you what, Putin has said if Finland and Sweden apply for NATO membership, they will get a military response. And NATO didn't say anything other than that's unacceptable. I'm tired of this. These clowns in Russia, I'm tired of this. Austria is not in NATO. Austria thinks they're neutral. Switzerland's not in NATO. If they apply to be in NATO, what? Putin says, I'm going to fly planes over Europe and bomb Austria, Switzerland, Sweden, and Finland. You know, what I do not like, William, and I will tell you this right now, this is rudimentary poker. Biden is sitting there with four aces. Putin has a busted flush. When he starts to mouth off, go running off at the mouth, and everybody's going, oh, well, we won't do this. We don't want to enrage him. He is insane. He is vicious. He's an animal, a sadistic, genocidal animal. What you have got to do, you say it very calmly, very, very calmly, more in sorrow than in anger. We have overwhelming military strength, and there's certain things we're going to tolerate and certain things we're not. We're not going to tolerate any attacks on NATO countries, of course. We're also not going to attack to put up with any attacks on aspiring NATO countries, whether they're admitted or not. And here, the only sin of Ukraine was to apply to NATO. And for that, they're being tortured. Mariupol is being besieged like Leningrad was in the 1940s, starved, beaten, and bombed. And we don't even send them planes? Okay, I'm getting angry about this now. Those planes, Joe, those planes have got to go. And there's a bigger stake in this, everybody. Think about this. You have a Republican Party, some of whose leadership is pro-Putin. Trump, pro-Putin. Tucker Carlson, pro-Putin. Josh Hawley of Missouri, pro-Putin. And the rest attacking Biden and the Democrats, not Putin. And passing over 400 laws and proposing them to restrict and alter voting in this country so that it becomes more like communist Russia, and also people running for office who may get elected who will be counting the votes crookedly. It was Stalin that said, remember this, quote, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. That infection is creeping into the United States. The Republican Party cannot be permitted back into power. They're an authoritarian fascist party. There are a couple of people who are good in that party. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, a lot of character. But there aren't many of them. There are not many of them. So what Biden is doing, in my opinion, is jeopardizing our democracy by being soft on Russia and Ukraine. And when I say soft, he's a lot harder than the Russians would be, than the Republicans would be, because Trump will take us out of NATO. He'll take us out of NATO. He will take us out of NATO. And if that happens, you've given up European peace. Joe Biden, get those jets there. Because if by any reason Trump gets in 2 years, our democracy is going down the drain. We're in a fascist country, and we're going to have to fight back. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And one more for the road. The long, it's so long, the long.